I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday the 27th, the last 5 years with book and music by Jason Robert Brown, opens at the Crossroads Repertory Theater. It plays on the weekend and then enters the rotating repertoire. Our guest is the director, Amy Attaway. Amy, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, last season you worked with The Doll's House and also with Moon Over Buffalo, so you went from serious drama to breakneck farce. It seems this summer you're doing a musical. You really get a chance to work in a lot of different ways there at the Crossroads.
Exactly. This summer I'm directing for the first time for Crossroads Rep, which is very exciting, and also doing the farce, The Underpants, and the children's show, Alice in Wonderland. So I'm wearing all my hats this summer.
Amy, tell us a little bit about your career. How'd you get into theater?
Oh my gosh, I've been acting since I was a very small child. Started out mostly at Stage One in Louisville, Kentucky, and went on to school at the University of Evansville, and sort of ended up here in Terre Haute by accident. A friend of a friend was working here, and I came and auditioned for that first year when I did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and the Laramie Project, and I've been an actor here for several years, and this is my first time directing, so it's very exciting to be back.
Tell us a little bit about this show, The Last 5 Years.
The Last 5 Years is a two-person musical about contemporary romance and ambition. It's based on these two young people who meet and fall in love, and both of them are artists and trying to pursue their careers. At the same time, they're trying to make a marriage work. The way that the play is structured is really unique in that we see the male character, Jamie, start at the beginning of their relationship and go chronologically through to the end. And the female character, Kathy, starts at the end of the relationship, and we see her move backwards through time to the beginning. And they meet in the middle on their wedding day.
Sounds as if the last 5 years could be confusing.
Well, I'm working to make sure that it's not. We'll see how that goes. It is. They do move in order, just one is backwards and one is forwards.
I see. Amy, can you tell us a little bit about the sounds of The Last 5 Years, the music by Jason Robert Brown?
That's a really interesting question because each song in The Last 5 Years sort of opens up a little window to a really specific moment in the character's life. And because of that, each of the songs have a really unique sound. Jason Robert Brown takes his influence from traditional musical theater, as well as jazz and rock and roll and even traditional Yiddish music in some places. And so the score is really diverse, although it does also have a cohesiveness that takes you on a nice, clear journey through the play.
We're talking with Amy Attaway, a veteran of the Crossroads Repertory Theater, but this year, the first year, she's doing some directing for them and directing a show called The Last 5 Years. Tell us a little bit about what you like the best about directing.
Directing, for me, gets to use both halves of my brain. When you're acting, you kind of have to, in some ways, give up logic and give up control and really just let yourself move along in the story. And in directing, you have to do that to a certain extent, but you also have to keep in mind logic and blocking and organization. Both of those things that are sort of my strengths that sometimes work in opposition to each other, I feel like they meet in the middle very well in directing.
It seems as if a piece in which one character's going forwards, the other one's going backwards, and they meet at a wedding would be totally appropriate for a person who's trying to use both halves of their brain.
Exactly.
We've been talking with director Amy Attaway. The Last 5 Years, book and music by Jason Robert Brown, opens on Friday, June 27th, plays the weekend, and then enters the rotating repertoire of the Crossroads Repertory Theater's summer 2008 season. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.